and welcome to the first episode of Questionable Decisions with Friends, a new segment where Zach and I just sit with buddies of ours and shoot the shit, tell some old stories, and hopefully embarrass each other a little bit. Thanks for joining us. It's Thanksgiving. This is the Two Blacks Named Max edition.
Two Blacks Named Max. You can't go wrong with that.
We're both named Max.
Two Blacks Named Max with two shots of Troni Tron Tron.
So this is
what I'm thankful for. And a good friend. Questionable.
This is good. This is my worst friend here. And when I say worst, I mean in the best possible way. He just makes me so fucking turnt. It's like, this is the nigga. This is my friend who, like, every time I'm around, just something. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like the itch when I'm with this nigga. Like, oh, I've known this nigga all my life.
You're gonna have to hold that thought. I'll be right back.
So, I'm at this nigga's house, right? And the first thing that happens as soon as I walk in, after I'm standing on the fucking porch for a good fucking minute and a half, 2 minutes, I'm just standing out there. I hear niggas right on the other side of the door, but I'm just standing there waiting for a nigga.
What happened?
Y'all niggas left me on the porch again like usual. Y'all niggas.
When?
Just now, when I first came here, I was out there for like 2 minutes. Damn. So, anyways, first thing that happened. Chill out. The first thing that happened when I walk in.
Nigga probably didn't ring the doorbell with his retarded ass.
I don't know if I did because I pushed it. I know I pushed that bitch down.
You would have heard it go ding dong.
I know. I don't remember hearing that first one. That's why I was like, how long I've been standing here? Just standing here. I got too high with that nigga. Matt, stop smoking weed in the morning, people.
You can't get too high.
Not, nigga, the fuck you can.
No, you can't get too high.
It took me fucking 40 minutes to, like, after I got out of the shower. And, like, leaving Matt's house. We were supposed to leave right after I got out the shop. I just kept sitting down. Whatever.
You do that anyway when you're sober. Motherfucker.
So I can't keep a job, nigga.
You're just a lazy motherfucker. Don't put that on nobody else.
I'm not lazy. I like to move in my time. I don't know why niggas act like you got to move in their motherfucking time. Fuck off, nigga. Wait, okay, so I'm sitting on the first thing that happens when I walk in, this nigga mama say, oh, hey, Max, you're out here. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, good, you can do some shit for me. I'm like, damn. So you can't come to a nigga house early on Thanksgiving. Mm-mm-mm. I come outside. Got me on turkey duty. I'm checking the light every 12 motherfucking minutes.
You can't complain, though. We double celebrate. You should just be thankful that we have a good meal that we're going to have that my mama cooked on her birthday.
Auntie Kim. Oh, my God. I fucking totally forgot.
I told her she could be anywhere in the world, but she was like, I want to be around my family on Thanksgiving. I'm like, if that's what you want, that's what you want.
That's motherfucking Auntie Kim, like, ain't it, nigga?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, though, I am on turkey duty, though. Why they even put your black ass on turkey duty, nigga?
Oh, yeah, you live here, nigga. Button. Push the button, nigga. You've been pushing a button for years, like George Bush or some shit.
I wonder if this gonna make niggas angry. That's the problem. How many fights have we got into, too, nigga? Like,
that's not what we call it. We call it an aggressive discussion.
That's true. We're always very friendly afterwards. They usually culminate in drinks.
Like the other night when you were screaming like a little bitch. No! Stop! Stop! No!
This nigga and his brother were savagely beating each other's ass.
Hey, sometimes you just gotta aggressively discuss some shit. Sometimes niggas need to be slapped or punched in the jaw. Or headbutted. I mean, fuck it.
They were savagely beating each other's ass and it was like,
we didn't break nothing, no. I can count for all my fingers and my hands and my arms and my nose. It's fine. I'm black. It's already big.
Black noses is hard as fuck to break. Because I've been hit so many times in my face. I don't know. My face is hard as fuck to break.
It depends on who you are. Some niggas.
Light-skinned niggas.
Yeah. I guess that would be a light-skinned nigga.
That's a light-skinned trait when your face just collapses on itself, nigga. Just like, look. And just, nigga, your face
see,
is just
Michael Jackson should have never taken the pigment out of his skin because then his nose started to collapse. I'll never forget what he did. It was like the 30th anniversary or some shit. That nigga was dancing. That nigga was like, hold on, wait.
Oh, shit.
He danced backstage and came back and then he was getting it again.
That nigga had noses on tap, nigga. He had like noses on
nose
ice.
Noses on deck. Why would I lie?
That nigga had noses on ice, dude. That nigga, remember that nigga perm, dude? Remember that nigga was rocking that motherfucking perm, nigga? That fucking, That good weed. I don't even know
if it was a perm, though. Because if you ever seen Michael Jackson perform, it would start out straight, and then you start seeing it kind of Cat Williams up a little bit. Like, by the time he gets to the mid-set, Dirty Diana starts Cat Williams.
You said he just had a bitch on his stove with the hot iron?
Yeah, yeah. And then I don't know if it was a perm, because you can see it getting nappy around the edges.
That nigga edges was nice.
See, the white people don't notice that shit. We notice that shit.
Nigga, I'm like, I was thinking, because, you know, I'm just doing whatever with my fucking hair right now, obviously, as y'all can tell. But I'm like, man, these niggas gonna roast me, man. All these niggas gonna be there, man. Somebody gonna say something about it.
I know that's what's fresh right now. It's the young afro.
Oh, good. Well, shit, I was just being an ancient nigga. But since it's in, I'm trying to ride that fucking wave.
All these little niggas growing afros like they ain't never seen an afro before.
That's what I'm saying, nigga, you know.
My shit been long since.
You know?
Been long. Black power. Shit, where that shit now?
Black Lives Matter, nigga. I can be that nigga.
Depends on which black lives we're talking about.
I fucking hate so many niggas. I'm like, what? Really? I mean, I don't think police be shooting them niggas, but I don't want to shoot some of those motherfuckers.
You know?
So, okay, wait, Max. Let's back up. Let's tell them about yourself. Tell the world about yourself. You know how many niggas is going to listen to this? I'm going to make you famous, girl.
Bitch.
Come on with me, sweetheart. I'll take you to the top.
What well, time of cut of cunt shit is this? Add this to your motherfucking cut meter.
What time is it?
It's been 6 minutes, motherfucker. 6 minutes. What does this timer say? This motherfucking... I don't know why Uncle Doug trusted him to fry a fucking turkey.
No, I got this. I got this.
It's been 7 minutes.
I got it. Nigga, Listen. I don't want your daddy to come out here and smack the shit out of me because he has a track record of smacking the shit out of niggas.
We should have a slap counter. I wish we.
When I first moved out here, I came to live with this nigga and his family. And this nigga took his daddy's car. And his daddy was like, don't take my car, nigga. Don't take my car. And he was already kind of fed up with this nigga because we was wilding out. I think I might have pissed on their floor at some point that week.
No, this was before you lost bladder control, bitch.
Oh, this was before I lost bladder control? I got it back, by the way, a little bit.
We wasn't even drinking there, really. We wasn't really turning up like that. We were smoking a little bit of weed. I still smoked with you from time to time.
Years ago. So, this nigga, long story short, this nigga took his daddy car. Right? And
for the throne.
And,
I didn't even get house party. Nigga wasn't waiting for me when I came back. Nigga, let me sleep. Think I got away with this shit. And then wake me up for the bullshit.
I thought everything was cool. I'm in my bed. I hear this nigga daddy screaming. I wake up and I'm like, ooh, Max getting in trouble. I told that nigga not to do it. I told him. I was like, do not take your daddy car, nigga. He seemed for real this time.
If there is a conscience and I had like two consciences, the one that's wearing a little halo don't look like this nigga. The one that's wearing the horns with the pitchfork look like this nigga. Doing this on my shoulder. Let's do it.
All right. Crack it. Maybe I want to see a nigga get slapped. I don't know. I have weird things that I like.
You evil like that, motherfucker.
So, I'm sitting there. I'm listening to this nigga.
Speaking of the predator. You see him right there?
I'm listening to this nigga. There it is right there. 110. See, I'm getting so close to getting smacked. I'm fucking terrified now. I'm so scared. So I'm in my room and he's just screaming at him. And I'm like, oh, he's just gonna yell at him this time. Out of nowhere, it got real quiet, like the eye before the storm. It got real quiet, everything kinda. And then all I heard was, bah! And then it was a rumble, like I felt the biggest rumble like that.
There was an awakening in the force.
Holy shit. I'm done.
It was
I've
that epic
up.
Moment when you watched Luke Skywalker get his hand cut the fuck off.
And then I went into his room and it looked like that nigga had been crying.
Sweating profusely.
Because look, though, I came into the room.
Profusely sweating.
And he was trying to cover his face with a laptop.
You need to see me. I don't want to look at you. I don't have nothing to look at you for.
And I was like, what? Like, what you doing over there? That nigga was crying.
Negative.
It was so funny.
This is how they burn turkeys up.
I mean, I did my job. 12 minutes.
How long did it take? An hour. An hour?
No,
out. See? This is why that on Twitter, Thanksgiving for Black families was trending. And
I'm weird. You know, for whatever reason, I like the smell of churn. I just keep smelling it.
Yeah,
I don't know whether or not Trump knows it.
I was trying not to notice, but that's fucking weird, dude.
Smell the Trump. How about Trump cologne?
It does actually smell okay.
Like, vodka really, smells like rubbing alcohol. It kind of burns your nose.
I ain't
like,
never really been that close to it.
Like ammonia and shit.
And whiskey is just like the smell tells you if it's good or not. But it's not exactly a good smell.
Whiskey,
this is like
I like the taste of whiskey for some reason. I don't like the smell of it. Niggas been roasting me because my drink is dark liquor. I either drink fucking Jack Daniels or fucking Hennessy. I've been drinking a lot of interesting liquors like Tron. So all that shit's on sale for the holiday season.
Well, I mean, alcohol companies know that. The holidays.
I've got a hell of a collection. I've got shot glasses. I've got shakers.
This nigga be like, I've got, what's on special?
Like Tom Collins looking glasses.
Come here. You tell me if that doesn't look like that fire's on. That flame on? I smell gas. That flame on?
Press the button. Oh, shit. Y'all out here gassing us? Gassed up. Nowhere to go. Anywho. Yeah, I wish niggas wouldn't tell certain stories, but you know niggas so long, they know shit about you. They probably should never know ever.
I know all those fucking stories.
Ever.
Pull one out about me. I know you got a dozen embarrassing ones about me.
Any story I told you is an embarrassing story.
For someone.
For you. For you.
I've gotten over shame so long ago.
For you. I mean, I don't have anything as innocent as the one that you just told. Everything other thing is like police. Could be indicted. Could be arrested. We're not going to tell those stories.
We went to Six Flags.
No. Stop right here. Stop right here.
Okay. Well, long story short, the police, I come to on a curb. Like, literally, that's when I start remembering things. I just be blacking out for sections sometimes. I come to, and this nigga's getting slammed on top of a police car.
WWE style. Blah, nigga! Like, are you an officer? Are you the Rock? Why am I getting rock bottom on the front of this 5-0 car?
And they ask the nigga, they say to the nigga, why you bring your little brother?
I'm like, there's no relation. Here's the worst part.
Why you bring your little brother out and get him fucked up?
I had his fake ID in my wallet. These white racist...
Anybody should have been a little brother. It should have been that nigga, right?
These white racist motherfuckers. I had my real ID and his fake ID
with my picture
pocket,
on it.
In my pocket when they searched my damn pockets. Then these niggas set all my shit, all the contents of my wallet on the truck. They found the fake ID. And then it was like, sitting there, 4-5 officers. Who does it look more like? Does it look more like him? Or does it look more like him? I'm like, what is it out for fucking both?
Actually, yeah, dude.
Like, what the fuck? We're a piece of shit. Niggas don't all look alike.
We was sitting in the... Especially not us, nigga. You fucking fat and fucking tall.
By the way, that was the worst fake ID ever. On the fake ID, the address started at 0.
It was so bad.
Anybody know where...
Please
email questionable decisions and let them know where addresses start with 0.
I got it in like Australia, I think. Or not Australia, like the UK, maybe.
You were supposed to be Michigan, and then...
I lived in Michigan, and I never seen
I was so confused, especially when in Vegas. I thought they were going to throw me out a flash his fake ID, because I didn't have one. I just borrowed this nigga's fake ID.
He was like, just flash it quick. Remember when you were giving me tips?
Flash it quick? No, I couldn't even fucking flash it quick. It didn't even want to work for me. The fucking dude in Vegas, security ran up on me. Him and 4 of these big motherfuckers, about 6'4 and shit, look like they should play football. Asked me for an ID. So looking at this motherfucker, looking at it super fucking hard, like, okay, Mr. Smith, have a nice day. I said, eh?
Who? I'm sorry, what'd you just call me?
I'm looking at it, I was like, don't they see that the address start with 0? Don't they see it says I'm supposed to be 5, 6, and 28?
But it's
don't
Michigan,
they see I'm like 20? Don't they see that they almost...
It was 28?
Yeah, pretty much. You
it was old. Old. It was old. Because I figured the older you are, and it still works that
it
way for me.
It was so bad. It looked like somebody had cut it off of the side of a Cracker Jack box. The corners wasn't round, they just came in points, and it was sharp.
That's starting to feel raindrops.
From where?
Yeah. It might be looking kind of bad.
No, not that bad.
No,
you know. You can get that nigga that umbrella right there.
I told you I'm not trying to get slapped by your daddy.
Try not to. It could happen.
I'm gonna throw your ass in the line of slap.
It could happen. I know the move.
I know the move. I'm gonna throw you right in that move. Fucking girl ball.
Every time I move.
Nigga. I ain't never seen you move, nigga.
He getting old and slow. He's getting old and slow. Old and slow. Since the last time he slapped me, he had a hip replacement and back surgery. He getting old and slow.
Listen, man, I'm still scared of that fucking.
And he beat cancer. He getting old and slow. I don't know how much energy he has left in him.
I mean, I'm a little nigga, don't get me wrong, but when that nigga, like, that nigga puts his hand on my, it feels like a fucking 6'6" motherfucker's giving me a handshake. I'm like, this nigga just gives a shit.
Big hands.
Yeah, fucking gorilla paws, like I'm saying it.
Predator.
You know they're good for fucking squishing fucking skulls. It's looking like the mountain from fucking
Hulk Smash. Kong is.
I see everyone tripping about Captain America. Somebody's explaining to me why these movies are doing this. Like, why are niggas so pumped for these fucking movies that are just.
Have you watched them?
No, see, I fall asleep in every movie.
See, I forget you're borderline faggot. And you live in a world where when you go to movies, you want to
culture.
You want to see cinema. You want to see a story being told. You probably watched the Titanic like 3 or 4 times. I've never seen nothing but the crash of the Titanic. That's the only thing I've seen. When they hit the iceberg to the end where everybody dies, that's it.
Obviously, this is how I know. But see, none of my fucking friends, I'm putting this in the fucking air quotation, listen to my shit. I've noticed all my friends are fucking assholes. If you listen to this, you know I've seen the Titanic. Fucking several times. A lot. Like, more times than you. Ooh, let me tell you a story that I haven't even told your ass.
There's the door, nigga.
Let me tell you a story.
Float off into the abyss, motherfucker.
I actually have two stories. Right,
I don't want to hear your stories.
Wait, here's the one. I got curved by a ghost.
Curved by whatever drugs you were doing.
No, not this time. I was totally sober. And so I was like, it was like a Monday. I might have been coming down on some shit, but I was pretty cool.
The worst part about niggas is they always think that they're sober as shit when they do a lot of substances.
Well, I mean, I was not.
Only when they have one substance, they do a lot.
I didn't do one substance yet.
Sound like when I got DUI. I wasn't even that drunk. I was like the least drunkest of all drunkest that I've ever fucking been.
I like being sober too, dude. Like, it's something I'm always high. Sometimes I don't do shit. Like, sometimes, yeah, I'm doing a lot of things, but sometimes I'm just reading a book, nigga. Like, damn. Read a book?
When you're sober, it's almost like a new high. Like, what's this? What's this?
I'm
so high right now.
I know. That's the thing, though. It's off moderation. Like,
off life.
Like, let me think.
What do you do in moderation? Shower?
No.
Shave?
Nope, none of those things.
Shave in moderation. What does that grow in? Like in a month? It grows in like a month?
I just had so much trouble trying to touch my. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but
you
it's Thanksgiving.
You got to squeeze the 4 hairs that come in on the side of your face.
Look, it's kind of good though. It's okay for me doing it like this. Is like I'm learning. I'm like I feel
Master
like a 16 year old nigga.
This motherfucker look like Master Splinter over here.
Like, no, but for real, I feel like a 16 year old because I'm like. Okay, here it goes. I'm in the mirror, like, scared as
what
fuck, dude.
What are you going to shave? You barely get a mustache.
That's what I'm saying,
though,
but, like.
My mustache was thicker than that when I was 12.
But this is, like, pretty thick for me right now. Like, this is some girth for me right now. This is feeling good right now. Yeah?
That's the most hair he's had in his face ever. For the record, definitely. Co-sign that. Mm-mm. For the record, this is the most hair that I've had on my face ever. I ain't shaved in 26 days.
You look like a monster. And this is what I'm talking about. When I be talking about fat niggas in general on the podcast, this is usually who I'm thinking about the most because I see this nigga so much and I'm like, you are so fucking fat. He got diabetes. His cholesterol high as fuck. His blood pressure is...
My blood pressure's up.
Let's not even talk about that because it made me really angry.
Which nigga in America's blood pressure is not up?
My blood pressure is just fine, nigga.
When's the last time you took it?
I took it the other day after you did because I was scared. I was like, well, shit, this nigga blood... I ain't living much better than him. Let me see. Let me see what the fuck I'm doing.
When's the last time you took it? That's right. You do live in that East Hood carefree world. I don't. Stress getting real. Real day real.
I live in a stress-free world, nigga. I've been so fucking...
Stress-free world.
I've been so aggro the last couple of days.
I don't even know that you know how to frown, nigga. You just run around and smile and shit. Is your smile your frown?
Yes.
So when you frown, you're happy?
It's not, I don't ever do the down thing. I can't go that
far. You know it uses more muscles to fucking frown than it does to smile? Hurt, that's weird. Nigga. You know it actually takes more energy to be angry than it does just to fucking let it the fuck go and be happy. Tell niggas that all the time.
Sometimes you need the energy, though. Yes, it is always a waste of energy. It is always a waste of energy. The trick is finding what's going to be the healthy way to get that shit out. I have a question. Who the fuck cares whose number is down here? I just keep looking at it like, what is this? Who is this?
Hey, look at,
am I supposed to go find this nigga? Like,
they've got it pinned in. Pinned in which one this is. It's number...
What the fuck is his name? And that's the other thing. Like, what's his name? This ain't prison, nigga.
Who the fuck is P.S.? What is P.S.?
Paul Smith. Paul Stanley. Paul,
What's
Paul S. Paul S, nigga.
Doesn't the nigga that do this, ain't he the hairdresser that owns Patron? It's Paul somebody.
Paul Simon?
No, what's the hairdresser that has all the products?
Paul Simon.
No, it's not Paul Simon. It's Paul somebody. Google that shit.
It's Paul Simon.
No, it's Paul somebody.
Okay.
Paul somebody.
I think it's Paul Simon, like I just said.
No, it's not Paul Simon.
Maybe not.
What's the name of that hair product? It's Paul Simon.
I don't know. It's a white bitch hair product. Are you guys on the
computer? Yes, we're podcasting right now. Oh, people don't know about that.
You haven't been in the screen once, Uncle Doug. Yeah. We gonna make you famous, bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, if y'all don't love this.
Pops with dreadlocks.
If y'all don't love this, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And like, nigga, took you a long time. Aw, man. Aw, man. He's about to fucking get us. Did he just narc us out, dog?
No, you gotta wait for that nigga, though. Hey, if y'all want to see a treat, You want to see an old nigga treat? This is like the little pot of gold for your life. Just roll up on this nigga and play his song. I've been stroking. Mm-mm. And to see an old nigga gyrate like he's Bobby Brown and kind of throws niggas off. I'm fucking raggedy ass girlfriend see that shit. She was like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I'm incredible.
You got a little dance for it. I don't know where.
Who you talking about?
I don't know where old niggas choreographed this shit.
I be stroking. Come here. Oh, y'all boys, y'all should have seen me back in my day.
I've been stroking to the east. I've been stroking to the west. I've been stroking to the
one. It's like those niggas.
I love the best.
You gotta understand,
though. I've been stroking.
The old niggas been performing in their mirror longer than all of us. Like, we think we're good. Think of those old niggas that's been doing it forever.
I'd use my own thing.
That nigga be giving it the faces and shit. Come on, Doc.
Cheers. It's to y'all. It's for y'all. Not for me, it's for y'all. Oh. Now.
This is the moment.
This is the moment of time.
This is the moment. Here we go. Oh my God. You guys are gonna fall a fucking treat, bitch.
Oh.
So.
What's up?
Us freestyling Easy EY Lee.
What's up? Texas, baby. Texas is in the house.
Texas, stand up.
There's nothing worse. Than a light-skinned Dallas Cowboy fan, nigga. It's the worst of all worlds.
Yeah, I know you happy, Detroit Lions. Hell, I was pulling for y'all for the first time. Hell,
they won one. They won one.
That ain't even fair.
One.
I was pulling for y'all. Though.
Which y'all win? One.
No, they four and seven.
Three.
Oh, three is though. They put up y'all's win when I saw the stat then already.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Come on, dog. You be silly. They were like, yes, finally.
It's all good.
Yo,
it's
E.
It's all good. Shit.
Okay, man.
E.
What's up? You got a little patrol, homie?
No.
Join
no.
the club.
Hey, Calvin Johnson went off today.
All I've been hearing about is
they put him on that. They put him on a fucking rookie.
He went off
on so why you gonna put him on a rookie? Why you put a rookie on him?
A rookie just did him dirty.
Let's make this boy a
he
man.
Did him dirty.
Let's make this boy my Calvin Johnson,
and
bitch.
Then Dakota concurred.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to stop and maybe Alex pick up later.
Was going
this is where I was trying to get over here earlier, but I shouldn't have smoked that weed in the morning.
It's okay.
It is okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's two blacks named Max.
Thank you, nephew.
I think we'll be back for another one. pretty soon. Oh, can you give him? Can you give him your information? This is my this is my music guy. He doesn't really do anything but make the music, and I put it together and everything. But whatever. I'm
at m.fresh on Twitter. You can check me out on Facebook. I think it's facebook.com/m.fresh.
Black slash.
I got throw the blacks in there. We're blacks. Two blacks named Max for the fresh.
See, I don't only know Jews, bitch. I told y'all niggas. See, that's not
Jews
it.
Jews is niggas too. Jews is niggas too. They come from the craziest civilization with us.
The luckiest niggas ever.
The worst part is they somehow didn't bleach their skin Michael Jackson like, because they used to be darker, I'm sure.
I hope so. That?
How you come from the cradle of civilization and get so light?
So light.
I don't want to be light.
I mean, but
light shows light. The lighter the skin, the less you should trust any nigga. Just letting you know right now.
That is true.
If you see a dark nigga, you should just trust him. He's dark. We should trust him.
That is true.
We got the, I gave him the Twitter, the questionable decisions, the face bitch book.
Fuck light skin niggas.
I also still have a MySpace running.
Nope. We're not promoting that.
I fucks with MySpace.
MySpace is dead, bro.
It can be dead. It'd be dead all in one, too. But Facebook's been a bitch, bro. That's why all my music came on there. I'm at SoundCloud. That's where I'm at. M.Fresh. What? I'm on Bandcamp. M.Fresh. Shit, I'm on iTunes. M.Fresh.
And just to give it a little background, this is the guy who does our theme song.
Locally, I'm also at, y'all want to come check me and Young East Hood out on the 4th of December.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to get out before the 4th. But
on the 4th of motherfucking December, it'll be out. It'll be out tomorrow. This motherfucker going to edit this shit up in 45 minutes. Easy, because it's only like 32 minutes long, if that. Check us out on the 4th at the airliner in Los Angeles. I forget the air. Just Google airliner Los Angeles. You'll find us. We're also at the Canopy on the 17th.
There you go. That one.
In the valley. Back in the valley. Where we at?
Just bring your ass, bitch.
Come through.
Just for a little background, this is the guy who does the theme song. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Oh, I bring it back. That's his shit.
Oh my God, if you don't shut your stupid... Oh, come right, can you come over here?
Somebody look at the holes in this nigga jeans.
Stop. Oh my God, you have... Come here, sit right here. Look at this.
This nigga thinks
What's wrong with
Prince.
These fucking kids?
This nigga thinks he's Prince or some shit.
You better sing to me and make my dick get kind of hard, fool. You ain't no
That's
Prince,
weird.
Nigga. Oh,
That's
Prince.
Weird.
Prince done been in some fucking. You be like, what is
That's
that?
Weird.
Is that a bit? Is that one of the abalone? Oh shit, that's Prince.
I think we out.
Oh shit, that's Prince.
I think we out. The more Whatever. Interesting of the more family members that we don't want to let out, they keep them locked in a cage.
Oh, we
about to come out here.
We got the next Kardashians here, fools. If I can.
Fuck a Kardashian.
No, we're much better though. That's what I'm saying. Like. Yeah. I mean, just a major mogul, so like a mogul family. Like if y'all, I'm telling you, if y'all niggas let me fucking, like for real.
On final thoughts, these would be my closing thoughts of this whole thing.
He'll be back.
Questionable decisions. Real decisions is, shot glasses should look that empty. Mr. Questionable, were you saving this?
How you going fucking? Wow.
Touche.
We out.
Touche.
Okay. Goodbye, guys. Wow, you're a fucking bitch.
Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I said y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Oh, I'm bringing back. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I said y'all niggas can't fuck with me.